Blog Talk Radio.
Over there, I heard a whole oosh. What is that?
I have no idea, except that all of a sudden Blog Talk decided to kick in, and I was hearing myself echo to my ear. It's a little weird. I'm not a fan of my own voice.
You know, I'm not either. I don't really like hearing my own voice. That's why I rarely go back and listen to our shows. But I love to talk, so y'all know I love to talk. So.
My wonderful, lovely nephews got me to download a app the other day, and I actually heard myself on it. I was like, oh my God, is that me? And now I'm trying to find it, because this thing is Voxer. Have you tried Voxer for the Android?
No.
It's your phone into, well, you know, this is just a fashion, but anyways, because we also cover geek stuff, turns your phone into a walkie-talkie.
And oh, got to have that.
Yeah, we're not talking like short distances. I can walkie-talkie my sister that's up in North Dakota, my brothers that are down South Texas, yeah.
Oh, I'm going to have it. Got to have it.
Yes, it's awesome.
Oh. Wow.
Check that out. But that's not what y'all are here for this week, or at least not tonight. I'm a little bit out of it. Can you tell? I'm a little wired.
Where are
we? Not enough. What is it?
You need to go on and paste that thing in the chat room. So I can look.
Oh, I do. Got my little clipboard. Go over to chat room. Pasta.
I love when Ginger does copy pasta.
Copy pasta.
All right. So if you are listening, and a lot of you listen to the Fixinista show on Tuesday nights, we have something new where we can share our screen with you so you can see what we see. You can see when you look busted.
Yes, you can definitely see when you look busted. And by, oh, can I show the picture that I put up on Twitter the other day of busted to show these people exactly what busted I mean?
Yes.
All right, let me see if I can find it, because that was... All right. People, if y'all are watching, and I know some of you that might be watching are going to recognize who this is. No names. Not going to say it, because I don't even know who this person is. I know it's a person. This is not cute. Can you see this, Corey?
Wait a minute. I'm Twittering.
Okay. She has full bright hair.
Oh, yes. I remember.
She has full bright hair, and it is so bright it hides most of her face. So you know what? You may not even recognize her anyways. of course, you can't see the club that she was dancing at. But yeah, that whole outfit is just tragic. This probably cost her, you know what? I'm going to go with between 20 and 100 linden to put together this entire outfit. I'm thinking skin possibly too. I could do better than this. I could do much better than this for zero linden.
Can you zoom that for us, baby? I can zoom it myself. Let me zoom it. I got it. Okay, if you're new to join me, you can click the little hourglass above if you're watching. Center the screen. Okay, this outfit is wrong on many levels. Let's just skip past the full bright hair and look at it is too busy. You have body tattoos. You've got buckles all over everything. Mm-hmm. You've got, let me zoom in. My eyes hurt. I can't look at this.
I don't even know what's up with those shoes. I don't know. This looks like clothes that was made several years ago and that she's wearing. And see, I think things on the marketplace should have an expiration date.
I completely agree with you. This is horrible in a way that, why?
I don't know, because it looks like she has some kind of weird white gloves on her arm. what over kind of, the tattoos.
And it's not a very good quality top because I don't know if it was just starting to come in or was it?
It's supposed to look ripped and whatnot like that. This is a metal, heavy metal, alternative grunge club.
That's not metal, alternative, or grunge. That's just messy.
Yes, this is very, very messy.
And drunk and dressed your avatar.
I can't even tell now whether or not that belt was prim or if that's just painted on.
She looks like she escaped from the grunge metal hospital is what she looks like.
Yes, it was the hair that caught my attention at first. I was like, is my screen messy? Is there something messed with my graphics? And then I sat there and watched her. I was like, no, that is the mythical Fulbright hair I've been hearing about.
Oh, Jesus.
I think this is like the first time I've ever seen the Fulbright hair like that.
This is what I'm usually dealing with at the weddings. And the girls think that this is absolutely awesome. They think they are so beautiful. And the thing is, your video card probably sucks. And
it looks like you've got a glowing octopus on your head.
It looks like it's overtaking her face.
Yes. Right, maybe it's a squid and it's like sucking up at your head.
It's a jelly squid, like a jellyfish. And
yes,
a squid.
It's something. It's something. It's not cute. It's not cute. So people, this is what we're going to save you from. You can look like us for relatively free if you know where to look.
And we will be glad to take you if you just ask for a mere 10 lindens or so. We.
You know what? If you hit me up on a day where I'm not busy, I will take you myself. I don't care because I love to shop. I love to shop.
It don't matter who for
around.
It.
Yeah. You can follow me around while I'm hitting Midnight Mania boards and hitting up sales and group gifts. And, yeah, I'll tell you where to go.
Oh, this is just, this hurts my eyes.
Yeah, yeah. But this was, today was new undertaking. today we are actually trying to look at male clothing for Second Life.
Yes, yes.
Okay, I'm going to pause the screen here.
Now, the thing is, guys, we're not going to tell you need to dress all, as the English say, posh. But you need to know what not to wear. There are things that we talk about that you should never wear.
Ever.
Yeah. I have a new friend. Thank God it's on the alt, so he doesn't know the show, because I really didn't want to hurt his feelings yesterday, because he had on that mythical Gorean hair we talk about. Or,
oh, no.
And
that's
you. I know you can already map out the look. Okay, I'm going to tell you he didn't have a shirt on, so you tell me what else he had on.
All right, so he had on black leather pants, probably tall, knee-high leather boots of some sort, black, maybe with some kind of buckles on it. Most likely not a belt. And I bet he had the painted-on pants, not the mesh kind.
Mm-hmm.
He had the long, flowing, oil slick black flexy hair, didn't he?
Yes. You forgot what was on his chest, because they all have it.
Oh, the tattoos or something?
Yes, the black. Yeah,
we're not talking the good tattoos. We're talking they look like they've been painted on in paint shop. They're not cute. they're not blended. They're stark and they're bright and they're ugly.
Why?
I can't even call it vivid, because that's not vivid. That's just ugly.
Yes. I may have found someone with some of it on. Oh, yes. I'm going to pass this to the ginger on the fly in a minute. But, this is a no-no. This is not the one he had on, but this is going to be definitely along the lines where we talk about things. And I'm going to put it to you this way, guys. Unless you are in a group called, what's the name of that group that I like? I can't even think of their name.
A group that you like.
Three Libras. There you go. Unless you're in Three Libras, your hair should not be this long, not even in real life. Just don't do it.
I've never heard of Three Libras. I'm going to see this.
Yeah, and even he has to wear the long hair because he needs to cover his face, because he's a great singer, but he's not all that cute. Anyway, you should never wear long hair. Or if you are, there are some exceptions to this rule. There's some new mesh hair I've seen the guys wearing that I do actually like this long.
I'm going to say it's probably from Wasabi Pills.
I don't know where it's from, because, you know, I don't get to stay in, because Frankie is really not happy with me. Frankie does not let me stay in. But I'll give you a link to that, too.
I don't think that's hair. That is some kind of head helmet thing. Maybe that is hair?
It is hair, girl. That is hair.
That is not cute.
That is hair.
And I like Rue Designs.
I don't think they did the hair. I think the clothes are theirs. But this is standard, typical Gorean wear that is this is kind of low rent. It's still, you could get away with it, but it's still low rent. I really don't like it.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, that's a whole other show. We may have to start another show so we can start talking about the game design or something, because some people in Second Life have no clue what they're doing. They start doing stuff, and it's one thing to, you know, start a new venture, but some of them, this
some Korean, of them should not. Ever.
Yeah, this whole Korean sim thing, and I haven't even read all the books. I've read excerpts, and I understand a lot more than I see some of the people do. Or, you know what, I understand it from a standpoint of game design.
Yeah.
And this right here is part of where it gets bad. Some people come in, they haven't read the books, and they just think, oh, I'm supposed to walk around with my shirt off and wear this. Whereas I have seen some guys put together some stuff that, you know, it is kick ass.
Yeah, and this is not.
This is ugly.
Yeah, and guys, I know a lot of you want to come inside Second Life and you want to look like Greek gods. That's all fine and dandy. If you can actually pull off the shape and the look, that is great. A lot of you cannot. You go for these oily skins, and you go for these super muscled skins, and then you dial those muscles all the way up until it's like one. It's not cute. And proposing with a girl, oh, seriously. And if she's like me, I'm picky. I will sit there and line those poses up. So if I have to keep relining because your body is so huge, no, sorry.
I won't take the picture. Now, here's one, ironically, a look that I actually like.
Oh, wait. I wasn't sharing the screen, was I?
No,
hey.
You weren't.
My bad. Look, this is the look we're looking at. Yeah, this is our designs. My bad. See the big muscles I was just talking about?
Well, his are not the worst I've seen. He actually has a shape and a decent skin.
Yeah, they fit, yeah.
So, but
and you notice no oil.
And no, you can have a little oil. It's just got to be tasteful.
Yeah, but some of these, it looks like you're glistening from every angle.
Blindingly glistening.
Yeah. It's like you've had like fairy something not nice dumped all over you. Yeah.
Okay, now I'm sharing a look that I just shared with Ginger up on our Pinterest.
The medieval one or, oh. Or the marketplace.
Yeah, on the marketplace that I sent you. This one is actually multi-purpose. You can bring this outfit into Gore. You could play this on a Greek sim. You can play this on, I mean, oh God, there's so many of those old school when desert, whatever.
Yeah, Kingdom Sands.
Yeah, this will work in a whole bunch of places. If you're cheapy, because sometimes I am, and it's very well made. Now, this guy's kind of big, but his clothing is bulky, so it doesn't look bad. I'm sure when he takes off his clothes, you're like, oh, my God, can you drop that down the shoulder?
Yeah, but these clothes actually fit on him. Is this mesh?
I do not know. That's a very good question. It is from The Fallen.
No, then it's not going to be mesh.
Some people do good. This girl is a mesh whore. I tell you, Ginger May can. I'm not. I like the mesh. I'm just, you know, I'm holding out till this stuff here drops, and I'm gonna buy like a whole wardrobe. I'm just gonna work it right before they change the view.
It's starting to drop, and
it is.
People get good with it too.
Yeah, the more the, no, I'm talking about the price drops on this stuff, because this is gonna, because as it starts getting phased out, you're gonna get less of this. But this is beautifully done, considering it's not mesh. So I'm saying it takes I can't say it takes more or less talent. I have never done anything with the mesh, but I love this. This is very nicely done. It's not too expensive. Again, it looks multi-purpose. I'm sure you can get away with taking off the arm bracers and wearing, you know, a whole bunch of stuff you can do with this. You can take off the stuff around the chest. It looks actually, I can't come in any
Far.
They allow you to copy. You can modify it, which means you can make it fit to your body. You can make copies in case you mess it up.
And because these come with resized scripts in it, it's copy. You res a piece out. You know, you fit it to your body. You take it off. You res it out. You delete the script. You take it back.
And put it on. And then you can run around and kill things with the quickness.
Yes. No lag from you.
That's right. It comes in different colors. It comes in this red, the blue. They got a Spartan helmet you can buy. Some of you who want to run around yelling, this is Sparta. So, really nicely done. The Spartan helmet is beautiful. Did you see that at the bottom of the page?
I did not see the Sparta helmet. I was actually looking at the quality of, like, all these ropes and whatnot that they had on that.
You see, look right there, second one from the right. Yeah, that.
Sparta helmet. Oh, that is nice.
Yeah, that's mesh.
You see, and some of these people should totally. Oh, man, I know somebody I'm going to show this to.
That's
mesh. I know some. Yeah, some of these people, whoever make this, should definitely be in game design of some sort, making the armor and whatnot for the avatars, because, wow.
It's gorgeous, but, you know, some of the people that are in Second Life, the ones that have talent have no idea how talented they are.
No, they don't. I've got a friend of mine, and I keep telling her this. Please, please, please show your work to somebody, because, wow. I mean, she makes... The girl who makes the corsets, that's her main deal. She makes corsets and poses. But the stuff that she makes for herself and her friends when she's just goofing off is amazing. She makes beautiful jewelry, weapons, all kinds of amazing stuff.
These women are talented. If game developers would go pick them up, oh, man, imagine how much prettier our games would be.
Man, look at that little scratch right there on the eye, too. That is hot.
Yes, like he got clawed by a lion.
Look, and the nose is dented right there, like he's had something hit.
A fight, yes.
This is gorgeous.
That is beautiful right there.
Yeah,
talent.
I love this.
I have lost the second page. I wanted to pin that, too. Yeah, I'm going to pin that up. This is lovely. This is when we say, when you hear us talking about before, beautifully done work, these are the people. And this should be, I'm sorry, this time should be more than 499 linens.
Exactly.
Yeah, this should be a smooth, full 1K. I'm sorry. And it's mesh, yeah. And it's that pretty. And look at how it's picking up the light. This is not light they put on it, because this is the other thing that I think bothers me about a lot of Second Life clothing, is that some people who design don't realize that...
Sorry, I'm going to put this up on Twitter real quick.
Yeah, go ahead. The Wind Light engine actually creates light. So you don't have to add light to your clothing. It's going to pick it up because it's already made. It's already in there. But I think it's so beautifully done that it actually, the light is, you know, shining. Look at where the light's coming from. Look, I'm teaching y'all how this is our photographing tricks. Do you see where it's coming from? The left side of the screen, how it's shining, and it's just, it looks like real metal. Like it's just tarnished, and maybe it's still kind of a new helmet. He's only been in a couple of battles, but man.
That is hot. That is so hot.
Mm.
I love that. All right, I'm going to pause the screen, and I'm going to pull something else up. Do-do-do-do-do-do. All right. Oh, this is definitely something I want to talk about, and I think this is the one I'm thinking of. I hope. I found these. Please tell me this is what I'm thinking of. All right, people, eyes. I don't know how many times I've seen people with good quality clothes, good quality skin, everything, good hair. They look great. And then I look at their eyes, and I want to just gouge them out. These are a bit more expensive for eyes inside Second Life. You can usually get them for under 100 linden. But this, and I think I'm going to end up upgrading these, you can change to anything for yourself. Irises, the colors, everything.
That's nice.
The shape of your pupils. Only 350 linden. Am I already sharing this?
Yeah, you are. I can see it.
Okay.
Can you click on it? Let's get a little closer look. Oh, look at that.
You can change the reflection even. And the shine.
Well, now, see, I don't want the shine change. I want it to pick up the natural, because that's when it gets to be difficult in the photography. Because, you know, I'd like to do a lot of the beauty shots with close up. But for far away, it works really well.
Mm-hmm.
Like a bridal shot where it's just like the top half.
Yeah.
Very
and,
nice.
And see, you can change this, all of it. It has all kinds of different things. And you can save. And you can have a left eye that's blue and a left eye that's green.
Ooh. I see that. Because one of her eyes is brown and the other one is green.
Mm-hmm. And as you can see, the actual eye itself, you can change the color of. So it doesn't have to be just the whites of your eye. It can be brown, gray,
all
kinds.
Oh, look at that.
Mm-hmm. So they can play mute some sort or whatnot.
This
or maybe you've got some kind of role play line where your family's trait is one green eye, one blue eye.
Well, you need a cataract, apparently. Look at that.
Yes. Yes. Amazing. I saw this. Only 350 linden. People said, yeah, that's really not a lot.
Yeah,
not
they don't. They, somebody right there is not realizing how much talent they have is what that is.
No, I went to this person's store the other day. That's how I actually came across these. And they have all kinds of just random stuff. He just likes to make scripted stuff and just randomly throws it inside a skybox and sells it. Yeah. He also has a sculpting system that's just out of this world amazing. I was like, oh, my God.
I want to do it.
I know, right? This is hot.
I want to do it.
Right. You want me to show you? Oh, you pulled up something else. Hold on. I think that was this screen. You pulled up this one.
Yeah, this is. Yeah, hair. This one
is
long.
This is Wasabi Tails.
Yeah, it doesn't move, obviously.
Yeah, it's
I wish
hair.
I don't like. But it's very becoming if you're going to wear long hair, guys.
Yes. The long hair, the flexi hair, in theory, is very nice. And as long as you're posed just so, it looks really nice. The minute you start moving or get any sort of wind and that hair gets flying all over the place, nope. Just nope.
Well, you know, I don't know. Okay, I don't know about the mesh and have they implemented the flexi, but I think what makes it bad is you have a lot of the hair designers who don't realize you can actually control how that hair bends in the wind. It doesn't have to go all over the place. You can say it can, you know, you can stiffen it a little bit so that when it bends, it pops back into place. But they just don't. They just turn it on and they're like, ooh, it's blowing in the wind. That's great. But if it's a hair style, like for a guy, he didn't really want all of his hair always, all of it all over the place and through his body.
Yes, I mean, the hair is short for the long hair. But anyways, they usually wear it to about their waist just about or down the middle of their back.
Which I don't like at all.
And it's flexy and it goes through your body. And the minute they start walking, they've got this long stream of black hair behind them. It's like, wow, are you walking in gale force winds? Because
yes, the designer made it too flexy. And those of you who have never played with a game engine and they all work the same, don't think your Unreal is better than the Second Life engine. Well, it will render things better, but they work the same. You basically tell it how much it should bend or how much wind should affect it, and they turn it all the way up so that, yes, when the guy moves, it is flying straight out behind him, like Ginger said, like he's in a gale force wind. Whereas if you just kind of put it low and let Second Life wind handle it, because you can do that, and the Second Life wind will blow it just a little bit when you turn, and it moves and it looks natural. And then the other person will put it a little bit more snap it and not many separate strands, because that's what makes it look really bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very, very bad.
It's
got 1,000 strands. You got long oil slick behind you. You got on your big old tattoos that are jagged. Your arms are too big. You got leather pants. And
I've noticed some of these mesh creators are starting to incorporate flexi into the mesh. Not so that, because of course yet Second Life's not ready for the mesh to actually be flexi. But they actually add flexi in with the mesh. And if you do it right, it looks really, really nice. If you do it wrong, it looks bad. Just bad, 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 bad. I saw somebody that's...
Well, you cut out
it stopped, and it was flexi.
They did what and it stopped?
It was the top half was mesh, so they had like a mesh helmet piece almost, kind of. And then the bottom half was flexi, and it was not cute. Not cute. All right, I'm going to pause the screen. Let's see what we can find. And I'm going to pop it off this morning. I tell you, I'm going to be out of it all evening long.
You're going to be all right, girl.
Had one too many shocks today. I'm sorry.
Shocks or shots?
Shocks.
Sure,
all right.
Said it.
More eyes. Like I said, you can usually find quality eyes for under 100 linden. I was doing searches for these. Yes, I know these are girls' eyes, and it actually looks like they photoshopped them into a real face, which is you should never do. But the eyes are lovely.
The eyes are beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad you said that, because you know I was going to gripe. That is a real eye.
And if you notice in the eye, they've actually photoshopped an image.
Oh, don't do that.
Look at the reflection. That's
a
reflection of a real image.
They need to stop that. Don't do that.
What if I'm not out around trees?
What does it look like when I'm around the trees is the question.
Exactly. But what if I'm in a club? I'm not looking at trees. So you're seeing a reflection of trees in my eyes? No. But they're pretty, and they're under 100 linden. They are basic colors. I know I see a lot of people where I run around wearing these. I would not. But, hey, you know, more power to them. Okay. Do you have another one? Or?
I'm getting there. Okay, so other things that I love. Hang on. What happened to my links?
You know, they just disappear sometimes.
I suck. I should know never scroll, but at night sometimes you forget. You forget at night. I was going to talk about another thing I used to do a lot of, although I have ginger, believe it, I never did clubs. I did do clubs in Second Life at one time, but I never went to dance those types of dance clubs. Mm-hmm. I like the big ballrooms, obviously, because, you know, I wear the evening gowns all the time. So that's where I would go, and I would always see these guys there that, good God. Is that enough?
Good, good God or a bad good
it's
God?
It's a bad good God. You, some of you have no clue how to dress, not just your real self, but your avatar. Yes, I'm talking bad about you. Hang on, I'm looking for some really, they have some really nice suits. Guys, it's, yeah, hang on, I'm getting there, I'm getting there. I had a really pretty suit earlier. I had to save my links and,
yeah.
Notepad, that's what I was meaning to do. I'm trying. I have lost my tux links. Okay, I'm going to come back to that thing. But, oh, there's one. Okay, there it is. Thank you. Whew. Okay, so I'm going to pass these to Ginger. I got two. Thank God.
Okay.
They just didn't reload. Okay, that's a nice one. And here's another one for some of you who are more laid back in your... Okay, so pop that first one up I sent you. Okay, now this is a traditional suit. This will work with, this is all purpose. I love it. Comes the whole thing, looks like wedding. It can work at a wedding. It can work at a ballroom. It can work if you're just trying to impress your girl. I don't like the tails on the back too much, but I could deal with it.
Yeah, because those are usually flexi-prim, and depending on how they're done, it's not going to be good. But this is La Pointe and Bestchild? I'm probably saying that wrong. Anyways, they make amazing clothing. They really do. And they're actually starting to make mesh. And yes, I am mesh whore, I know. But more of what I'm saying here is that I can trust that their prim work, even their flexi-prims, are going to be on point. They're going to be beautiful.
Awesome. Awesome sauce.
Mm-hmm. That is nice. Oh, and can you actually? Oh, you can change the color of the boutonniere and the buttons, can't you?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's what we're looking at. We're all about making you look good on the cheap. On the cheap. Who put the cummerbund outside of their jacket?
I do not know.
Who does that? What is wrong with you people?
And I'm going to go with these colors. This suit is going to be used, and I know I'm stereotyping here. This suit's going to be used a lot inside a vampire roleplay.
Yes, yes, yes. And that's what I say.
Blood red flower, blood red buttons you can change it to.
It's got a gray vest. It's got the black and red tie you can change it to. The buttons, you got three different colors. You're two blood red. Well, no. You know what? I'm having that chromatic thing. I can see two different colors. They're not, though. remember the thing we were talking about? I actually noticed I do see a lot of little colors and stuff. I can work on that. But You're absolutely 100% right. But you know what? If I saw a vampire dressed like this in Second Life, I might would let him bite me. As it were, you all show up with the long oil slick hair too.
Mm-hmm.
So I very seldom see them look like this. This is a very dashing look, guys. If you're sure how to dress your avatar, your best bet is when you step into Second Life before you know if you haven't run across us and you just really want to impress us, you go to the fashion website, you go to the Vogue, and you look at the mm-hmm. menswear and you pick a look there that you like, or say this is if I could be somebody in Second Life, I can't be in real life, I would want to be this guy, and make your avatar look like that.
Yes, 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 exactly.
If you could look like anybody, if it's Brad Pitt, then be Brad Pitt. Work it out.
And you can do it. You can do it, people. It takes a lot of work. A friend of mine made a male avatar, and she actually took a picture from real life from a friend that she, like, thinks is totally hot, mm-hmm. and I have to agree. Anyways, and she made an avatar to look like him, and I will be damned. She got real close. And he's hot.
Ah, that makes me angry.
I know. It's like, and it's horrible, because it's like, I know you're a girl behind there, and you're one of my best friends. I love you to death, but... If you don't stop making hot guy avatars, this...
Okay, right. Look at that next one. That's for the next one is for those of you who are a little bit more, you want to, what is it, contemporary?
Yeah.
This can still work if you got, and you remember, you got to get the girl that's contemporary, because this can be dressy. I don't necessarily like the jeans with it, but it works. But you got to have the whole attitude to work this look.
Yeah, you definitely have to have the attitude to work this look. I'm not a fan. Gothic hats are starting to work on mesh. And this is not mesh, and I'm in love with mesh, but I do love this jacket.
I have the jacket and the shirt.
I'm a little bit concerned with this jacket because is that painted or is that prim? If that's prim, then they've photoshopped this.
I don't think so. Look at the other one. See, look at the one over here, the other one in the front. See, the folds are the same, so I don't think they did.
Yeah. You're right, you're right. I think it's painted on. Okay.
Which is
really, yeah, they look damn good for being painted clothes.
Now, again, not a fan of the jeans. If you're going to wear them, darker maybe.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't know what they did, those sculpts there on the ankles.
I never like when they do that.
Some of them get right, and some of them get her way wrong.
You know what? Always.
Is it like bell-bottom sculpt? Or...
Mine never res in it. I just walk around looking crazy with this big white thing on my leg. I just like, I don't do... I don't
That's odd. All right, so time for another one. Let me see what else I got. I got a list here. And there was several. I wish, you know what, I made this list, and I didn't put names out next to it, and I wish I had, because... I'm all like, which number is this one? Oh, this is wasabi pills, wasabi hair. Let us look at some male hair. Yes, yes.
That's horrible.
I know. Avatar accessories. And see, people, do you actually know how to work this? Hair, and then choose men's hair once it loads. There we go. We got men's hair.
Okay, see right there in the middle, that white hair?
Yeah, no, that is mesh, so it's not going to get, well, it may go through your body some, but a lot less, but you see how it's curved around the face? You're going to have a certain shaped face for this to work, because otherwise your cheeks are going to be going through this.
And you can't have a small little head.
Yeah.
Well, see, you know what, it doesn't look bad. I cannot say I would be attracted to someone. And you know what? Let me just shut up, because you know what? You know me. Changes on the daily. I may look at him and be like, he is hot.
Yeah. When Wasabi first started doing mesh hair, I was like, oh, no. It looked like Play-Doh. Like this Fallon hair right here. You can kind of tell. It looked like Play-Doh. Let me see if I can actually pull it up. Because it really is lacking texture, and that annoys me.
It looks too blocky.
Yeah. Yeah. But they've gotten some now. I think this is what that guy was wearing earlier. You can see this now? See the texture of the hair?
Yeah.
And they've actually got the wisps going now.
Are they flexing? Because, that would make it nice for me. Even though it's, you know, it's mesh and it doesn't move. If just the wisps were very controlled, I want to point out, controlled, where they move just a little bit, makes it look nice and realistic.
Well, it does move when you move, kind of like the mesh hair does. But it gives a more realistic look to it, I think. It makes up for having the lack of the actual flexi. And I like it. And for $250, speaking of people, buy your wasabi hair on the marketplace. It's about 50 linden cheaper. And favor little leg. And
okay.
As you can see, their packs don't come in just one color. Well, they come in a color pack, sort of. But, you know, you've got your Ash, your Night Shadow, your Storm, and your Royal.
Is Analog Dog on the marketplace yet?
Yes. Yes, Analog Dog.
How come I can't find them? I can never find them.
They go by AD something or other.
That sucks, Analog Dog.
Yeah, and I don't have Second Life up, so I can't tell you. I'm sorry. No, but like this short hair. Oh, I got to see the short hair. I'm sorry.
You are out of control, man.
I like that hair. I saw this on somebody the other day. I
don't like the face, though. He looks like Michael Jackson. That is not working for me.
I don't like the face. But if you're going for kind of a bad boy rocker kind of unkept look, this is a very good one. And it is mesh. It's a little strange from the back. It looks a little bit big from the back. But from the front, it's very, very, very nice, I think. I don't know. I'm weird.
I don't know. It's the face is messing with me. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't do it. I can't. He's got to go.
She can't do it.
He's making me nervous or something. I cannot find Analog Dog, and you have got me wanting to see them, which is bothering me.
Let me see if I can find them. Oh, no, I didn't want to close that one out yet.
Look at this. Okay. Oh, I found one with the hair. Here we go.
You did?
Yeah, I'm going to put it. Guys, Ginger, show it to them. This is one of the hairs anyway. Just show it to them.
Did she take her stuff down?
Maybe she did.
Or he, actually. I think Analog Dog, the guy, is...
Is it a guy? I thought it was a girl.
Pretty sure it's a guy. All right. A, no-no. B, make you look like a girl.
B, no-no.
No-no. That hair, And those prims, they don't even match the pants. Maybe it's from the wind lights. I think you try to use wind lights, and prims change colors from the wind lights. I'm sorry. Even the mesh does it.
Yeah, that people, if your video card is not up to snuff, I got another bad hair one for you, too. This one's probably a little better than the other one.
This is definitely that flexy hair we were talking about. People, do not wear this. Don't do it. I see you in it. This is the fastest way for me to tell you no if you're going to ask me to dance at a club. If you're wearing this hair, it's a no. It's a big no.
Okay. That hair, and here's another one that's an automatic no for me. It's not even long. It's just a no automatically. I don't want to talk to you. I can't look at you.
Yes, again, no. No, 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 no. Have I said no enough? Oh, hell no. Yeah. What were you thinking? Where do I start with this outfit?
Outfit of hair.
Both.
Oh,
the hair, your neck is so wide. Look, his neck is as wide as his face is.
Girl.
And I know some of y'all are into this. This is totally hot for you.
No, it's not even that. There's a way to be goth and be hot with it. This is just not it.
No, this is not it. This is not it. No, I'm sorry, people. I'm vetoing your right to clothe yourself. You know, this is a noob hair. I've seen this hair so many times on so many different guys. And those tattoos we're talking about, these are not cute. You see the bright colors? They look like they were, like, drawn on with chalk.
Like you fell in some paint and just...
Yes, and just let it dry. It's not cute. It's not cute at all. At all.
Some horrific things on the marketplace now, and I'm wondering who's buying this stuff. Who is actually buying this?
But this is definitely some noob hair. I think I've seen it for free somewhere.
I
get what you were going for with the look, but today we can actually have that look without this.
The spike business.
Yes, and I'm about to show you a store where you can have this look. Let me find it. I know I opened it. All right, shag hair. Shag hair.
Hit me.
All right, I'm sharing my screen. Oh, no, this is not the one I was thinking of. Hold up. My bad.
It's still good. It's still good. See, I like this guy right here, the charming man. I like that he's neat. He's got on his dog tags. You see his shirt is open. It's not that the shirt's open that bothers us, guys. It's that you're looking messed up.
Mm-hmm.
Messed up. Okay, and the one next to him, I don't like his chest at all.
Yep.
Hey, right. I have that hair. That's my hair.
Yeah, so you want the punk hair? Here's the punk hair.
That's what I have.
And
mine is a faux hawk.
Linden.
That's good.
Yes. Yes, yes. And look, and I've recently seen somebody with this exact hair right here, the Destroyer. Very hot.
Is that one
right
below it?
Yeah.
I have a
version. Yep.
That's the one I have a version of, my blonde hair.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it looks good on you. It looks very good.
Yeah.
And you see, I don't know where they've gotten their skins and their shapes, but this is more of the kind of grungy punk look that a lot of people are going with, or at least a lot of the people I hang around with are going with. They're also going to smaller avatars.
Yeah, because it looks more natural. It looks
mm-hmm.
normal.
And I've noticed for several of the girls that I hang out with the smaller avatars are bloggers. I was like, why do you have the smaller avatars? Do they look weird? Well, they actually fit in the screen better and whatnot.
Yeah.
For taking the photos. And I was like, oh. Yeah, so my avatar has gotten about 2 heads shorter than she was. She's sitting at about 60 right now, where she was 75, I think.
Well, you can do well with tall. You just have to and body proportions. I have a couple of avatars that are 7'8".
Yes, and your avatars are hot.
Hippie. You know, I do my girls here. Hippie. But if they got big boobs, everything balances out.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not the big boobs like you all like. They're swelling up, you know, balloons. But they're I make mine actually, I use the physics. And, you know, they hang just a little bit so they look natural. They're not all bouncing through the head. But anyway, we're not talking about the girls tonight. But
people, these mustaches, I know a lot of people are wanting to wear them recently. Don't do it, okay?
Oh my God, I haven't seen anybody with that. Thank God.
And the beards are all fist or whatnot. No.
If it's for role play, maybe, but I don't want.
Yeah, now like these hairdos right here, the flatliner. Oh my God, the wolf hair. Mm.
Well, mine has a little bit of a curl to it. I think it was meant as a guy's hair, but it really just looks better on me.
Mm-hmm. Mm, yeah. Oh God, yeah, it does. I've seen your hair.
I work.
It looks not. Yeah. So these guys, these are told what.
I don't chase, but I do think they're cute.
Yeah. Okay. I don't chase. Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
All right. I do a little bit. Yeah.
Okay. So much fashion. So little time. But we got about 5 minutes. So Ginger, what you say? Your favorite? Pick a guy who's like the guy that you're like, oh yeah.
Oh, from carousels or something?
No, from any of your pictures, whatever look. What's the thing that gets Ginger's attention?
Oh, definitely. Oh, that's so hard to choose.
You can either be their clothes, their hair.
Something. Definitely has to be their clothes and their hair.
No, I mean, show us a look, girl. Show us the perfect SL guy. We want to see what floats Ginger's boats.
All right, that's going to be a little bit hard. From the pictures that I've taken, or what?
What you, just something sitting there in front of you. What's one you look at and go, I feel judicious?
That's a very good question. I don't have, like, one. All right, hold on. Here's one. Can I blow him up? This guy. I like this guy. He's kind of got the whole bad boy look going on.
He looks moody.
He does look moody. He does.
He looks moody, like he's causing trouble. Like he gonna hit you, and then he gonna cry because.
That's okay, baby. That's okay. I know you didn't mean it.
He's gonna hit you, then he's gonna cry, and then he's gonna.
But you know, the guy's gonna have the accessories, not too many. See the ring. See
that's a very nice. I do like that.
Yes. I don't mind that the pierced ears or the gauged ears doesn't really bother me. A couple of piercings on the face, not a big thing. The hair. Seriously, you don't have hair like I'm putting my fingers in? No, I'm sorry.
So I don't need any hair. I just need you to be. Sunglasses are good for me. I'm trying to find one that's good with sunglasses on the marketplace that I actually like. Which I'm probably not going to find one before we have to go. But, yes, I definitely have a type. Okay. Oh, he has bad hair, but I'm going to go with this look right here. I love. No, I can't do him either. I can't do it.
Yeah, I was actually going to look for a picture because I've got a picture of me and two of my best friends in SL, and the guy is so hot.
Well, let me see. I bet I got some photos. Look, I got some photos.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find it real quick before we have to go. Obviously, my second life husband had it. Well, he doesn't look like it anymore. He's angry, very angry. But
okay, in this picture of this guy, he did very cheap to put together. And he came off very well. He kind of looked a little effeminate, but I was surprised at what he was able to do with, like, no...
That is a nice photo, Ginger.
Yes.
That is very nice. That's very haute couture right there. That is so Vogue. That is so Express right there. That's hot. I taught my girl well. I taught her well. Ouch. You can't always just teach somebody this to have an eye for the fashion and for the talent. You can't always, but sometimes it's just hot. Okay, put up my picture. Okay, that's the old look. For my second life husband, obviously, that I loved, that I put together because, yes, he has no fashion sense. Yes, you hear me saying that to you, Chris. Okay, but this is my friend, the one that unfortunately, he's my friend, and he's only my friend. And this is probably a few months old. Even this is outdated, but still a nice photo, Ginger.
That is a lot of hair.
What did I have on? Oh, yes, ma'am, it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't wear that anymore. As you know, I have moved on.
Yes. That's an analog. Have you been to Analog Dog?
No, and I'm not going because you're not going to get me.
You got to go. They got mesh hair. I haven't been over there yet. I think I'm going to go after the show and go see.
You know what? We have all ran over until our time is out. Yeah.
I know. I know. I'm almost thinking we need longer.
We probably do. But
we've been doing this like the last 3 weeks. We do this. We just go over.
Over.
But he is hot.
Yes. Again, that whole outfit, the tie, the shirt, and the shirt comes with 3 different shirts. It comes with 2 pants. And I bought the shoes at another place, a place I took you to with the $50 shoes, and they're like so fresh, gorgeous. $150. This is 3 outfits right here.
That is nice. $250 linen for 3 outfits is flippin' nice.
Close the shirt. You can get it has a straight tie. It comes with you can wear just a jacket. You can wear just a jacket and a shirt without the tie. You can just not say throughout you can get a lipstick
cut thing. Yes, and that is hot. That is amazing. He is hot.
I know. So sad. Anyway.
It is so sad. We're so sad.
Anyway, we need to cut out and leave you people alone. We'll be back next week. With more Pixinista. I got stuff I got to show Ginger before we go, though. This is not fashion. I just want to hear her go all up in the high register when I show her because I'm going to put this up on our Pinterest, but we have, again, we're still growing, having our growing pains.
Another very hot guy that I hang out with from time to time.
Nope.
Yes.
No, yes. But go look at what I just sent you.
What? Oh, my God.
I love it. If you guys want to know what it is, you have to go check out our Pinterest. All I can tell you is it's a piranha, but I won't tell you more than that. I have pinned it, and it does say for Ginger if you want to know what I just showed her. Again, check out our Pinterest. Our Pinterest is called... yes, it is. Our Pinterest is going nuts. It is called Gamer Girl Natrix. Go and check it out. We usually pin up some of the most interesting things we find. There's also somebody who is doing crochet Star Wars characters. The Wolf one is adorable.
God.
I want him so bad. I want him.
That sounds so amazing.
The other ones are okay. And they're cute. But the Wookiee is so furry and so lovable. I just want to cuddle up to him. I want him. I want the Wookiee.
Yes. Wookiee love. Lots and lots and lots of Wookiee love.
He needs Blaster here to do the Wookiee sound for us.
He does it so well, too.
Anyway, guys, we will see you tomorrow morning, obviously, when we do the news. Make sure you're listening live. We'll be telling you about some juiciness. Yeah, we can't tell you about it, Mike. Mm-hmm. Well, we could tell you about it, but maybe you wouldn't listen.
Mm-hmm. What am I really doing inside Second Life? I'm sitting on this beach right here with these people.
What? Yes, indeed, she is. I have given up trying to find the Ginger. I just man the store. She pop in every now and again when it's here. All right, guys, bright and early tomorrow. You better be here.
Be here or be square, baby.
And again, check our Pinterest for some of the looks we shared here on the show. Hot. Or our Google Plus. See y'all tomorrow morning. I just got a boost in the number one diva in the game for a minute. I know you're on the paper, the one that they call a queen. Every radio around the world know me cause that's where I bleed. Na na na, diva is a female version of a.